Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, feeling like a fish and game reporter trapped in a news talk host's body. In for Tommy Tucker. Joining us now is Sheriff Joey Lapinto, Jefferson Parish Sheriff, to talk about his new drone patrol. Hey, Joey, how you doing? Long time no talk.
Doing great, Don. How about yourself? You doing great?
Good. You had any good fishing or hunting trips this season?
I've made a few hunting trips. I haven't been fishing in a while, but I'll get back out on the water. You know, it's about time.
You got a little duck hunting in?
I did a little wood duck hunting the other day with my son. He killed a few. I was happy. But I've got a couple trips during the holidays that I'm going to try to make.
Very good. Very good. All right. So now you're putting eyes up in the sky with a drone patrol. Tell us about that.
I tell you what, Don, it is a game changer in really law enforcement. I mean, drones are not new technology, right? We've used drones on a JPSO basis for the last 20 years. But generally speaking, it's a drone in the back of someone's car that, you know, hey, we need a perimeter set up on the person that ran from us. That person gets called. 30 minutes later, he arrives on scene and puts a drone up in the air and sees if the person was hiding out somewhere, right? Or missing person, same thing. You're 30 minutes behind any time. Where this is what we really call as a drone as a first responder. So we have charging docks. Self-sustaining, heated, air-conditioned docks that have 23 drones spread out around the unincorporated areas of Jefferson Parish, all run from one central location. So at the central location, you have deputies that have the ability to listen to the 911 calls that are coming in, hear them before they're even dispatched to the policeman out on the street, and make a decision of whether they're going to launch on that particular call. And they're able to launch, get on scene before our deputies get there, and be able to give that eyes in the skies review. Hey, yes, the person just came out of the store, whether it's an armed robbery suspect, they're fleeing down the street. You know, police are always reactionary, right? You know, we're getting a call after the fact, and our job is to respond. So response time is crucial, because whether you're in a car or walking, if you're in one place 5 minutes later, you're another half a mile away. And so the ability for us to be there quickly gives us a lot better opportunity to make arrest when warranted. And certainly we've seen that in the last month and a half that we've had these drones operational.
That's understandable. Has this created a new position in law enforcement, a drone operator? I've got visions of them sitting in some type of a studio with all these controls and they can operate those drones. Does that require special training, and is it new positions that are opening up?
It does. I will say all of our operators as of this time are Part 107 pilots, drone pilots. So we have to have certain FAA training, but they're also deputies. They're also post-certified deputies, because I need somebody that can communicate to the people on the ground what they need to know. You know, hey, I need you to go to this corner. I need you to go to this, you know, watch out, because it looks like I got a heat signature underneath this tree, right? And so I want them to think from a tactical standpoint, but also have the proper license just for a pilot. So it's not just having a pilot's license to be able to fly a drone. Look, let's be real. These pilots, I mean, these drones, they fly themselves for the most part, right? All you do is hit the location of the call, and it takes off and flies autonomously to the location, to the GPS location, and they take over once they're on scene to get it in the position that they want or the camera angle that they want to be able to locate and call out the information that they need to. But all of them are Part 107 pilots.
Well, there's been more than 60 arrests since you put the program in effect. Can you give me one memorable case to give us the story of what it did, how it was accomplished?
I mean, give an example of how it works, right? We had a stolen vehicle that hit on one of our ALPR cameras that went into a parking lot, but we didn't know where it was. Drone went onto that scene, located it parked in the parking lot. The individuals that were in that car were in the store. They were in the store, so the drone just sat there for 30 minutes waiting for them to come out. That time, deputies were able to get in the surrounding area and wait for two individuals that walked out, got into the stolen car, and as soon as they went to pull off, we were able to pull in, box them in, and they tried to run, but we ended up making an apprehension off of it, right? Foot chases, it's not about who's faster or who can outrun the radio. Yes, last week we had a shoplifter that jumped into a bed of a pickup truck hiding from the police. The policeman probably would have ran right by him if he didn't see him jump into the bed of the pickup truck, which he didn't, but the drone did. And so sure enough, the guy's laying in the back of the pickup truck, and he looks up and he sees the drone. And you can see he had like the moment, you know, yep, the eye in the sky sees everything. So it's certainly worked out to our benefit, and it's changing the game for us.
Yeah, they have infinite patience, and they work in all the weather. And, boy, what an addition it is. Well, Joey, you know, these things can also help. I see a use for, like, lost children. Or you remember we had the guy lost in the Barataria Wildlife Refuge over there, and he was lost in there. These drones could certainly help with that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We did. In fact, the same week that New Orleans lost that young autistic kid in New Orleans East, we had a similar autistic kid that went missing from a house. And we ended up dispatching 30 officers over there to start going door to door, knocking door to door. And we had a drone, team en route and got there and started, putting it up and searching the backyards and all that. But certainly, if we get that phone call now, we just had a runaway that did the same thing, ran away from home. We got the call. We were able to locate her a half a mile away from the house before she even got anywhere. And instead of feeding our Facebook feeds with this person's missing, this person's missing, they were back at the house within 15 minutes of them leaving.
Yeah, no more milk carton IDs. Have you had a shots fired at drone yet?
No, we haven't had it. I mean, look, you'd have to be a really good shot for that. But that being said, who knows? But it's still, from a standpoint, it's giving our officers a whole lot more safety. Definitely worth that. So it gives them a lot.
Joey, to wrap up here, I know a lot of law enforcement agencies throughout the parishes cooperate with each other's and, with in water teams and dive teams. I guess if another parish gets in a bind and they need this, they could contact you and give them some help with your drones.
So, well, the drones are the first responder are really set for about a 2-mile radius of the docking station that they're in.
Okay.
Right. Now that doesn't mean we help out agencies all the time with our other drones, where we respond to them and are able to you know, get up in the air and help them out. So we certainly use a lot of those drones for other agencies, but that's not what this is made for. This is made for fast response of the areas that we patrol.
All right, asking for a friend who's texting in, do these drones have missiles?
No, they don't have missiles. They don't have guns. They got a light on it and a parachute on them. You know, so.
Joey, I know you got to run, man. Thanks for spending some time and talking with us, and congratulations for putting that out there. The DFR, the Drone First Responder Program, technology is here, and certainly for the better.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Joey. Hope you get some good fishing and hunting in. All right, when we come back after this, we'll get to some of your text messages. Also, right after the top of the hour news, we're going to be talking to Julia Davis. Would you ever yell at your boss? Well, we're back on those Gen Zers again. They're having outbursts at work. If you're a manager, has that happened to you? Or if you're an employee, have you ever yelled or screamed at your boss? I'd like to hear from you. Our talking text line, 504-260-1870. That's Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text, 504-260-1870. 260-1870. We're back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.